Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten is in Fredericton this week attending legislative hearings for the Standing Committee of Climate Change and Environmental Stewardship. With a recent appointment as deputy leader for the Green Party and rumblings of a possible election call as early as this week, CHMA decided to call up Mitten for a conversation last Friday from her office in Sackville, shortly after returning from L'École Abbé Landry in Memram Cook, where she attended a ceremony in advance of the day, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Here's that conversation. MLA Megan Mitten, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So I wanted to start off asking, you know, you've been in committee meetings a lot in the legislature recently. What have you been hearing in Fredericton in terms of rumors of an early election call? What can you tell us about that?
Well, I would say that the political chatter and the rumors have increased in recent days, and that it's quite possible that Premier Higgs will call a snap election. My sense is that he would like to consolidate power, and he sees this as one way to do that.
Why do you think
to get rid of the rebels?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's also, of course, a danger with doing that. How do you feel about an early election call? Do you think this is a good time for this in New Brunswick, or not?
It's a challenging situation, I would say. I think a lot of New Brunswickers are electioned out. I think we've had, especially with Premier Higgs calling another snap election, with there being a minority federal government and with municipal reform, we've had elections like every year for like a decade. So it, you know, I think people don't generally like going into elections. Maybe that's part of what Premier Higgs would be counting on, lower voter turnout. But I also do know that there's strong sentiments about wanting to get rid of Premier Higgs. I don't know what would happen in terms of an outcome, and I don't know if he's decided yet what he wants to do. I'm sure he's doing polling right now.
Okay. Now, in the next provincial election, of course, this riding will change drastically. We'll no longer be Memram Cook Tantramar. We will be the riding of Tantramar. I'm assuming you're still planning on running in the riding of Tantramar.
Yes, I plan to put my name forward in Tantramar.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, you and your fellow Green MLA, Kevin Arsenault, were recently named deputy leaders. Explain a bit about what that means. What does that title mean?
Well, I am honored to be given this title. And part of what that means is the ability to more formally represent our leader and take a bigger leadership role within the party. Depending on whether there's an election called next week or next year, certainly what I'm able to do in that position will change. But hopefully the plan is for me to be able to support other Green to be able to head to Fredericton because, you know, we've seen what it's like up there, and we're confident that if we elect more Greens, then we'll have a better government for New Brunswick.
Okay. You know, this is also election related, I guess, but the Green leader, David Kuhn, has said recently that he would consider a possible coalition with the Liberals were they to have a significant minority stake in the legislature, but he probably would not consider joining forces with a Higgs government. You know, I mean, how do you feel about that position? Are you on board with that? Do you see a possible future where maybe there's the Liberals and the Greens cooperating, much like we see at the federal level, the federal NDP and the federal Liberals cooperating?
Well, I think to be clear, the key thing is that we could never support Blaine Higgs PCs with Blaine Higgs as leader. What we want to do is work for some key issues and work to address the crises that New Brunswickers are facing. The crisis of the cost of living, our healthcare system, housing, not to mention the climate. We're facing a lot of big issues, and so our priority is to get things done to help New Brunswickers and you know, put forward our vision, because we simply can't agree. We've seen what Blaine Higgs' vision is for New Brunswick, and we can't support that.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you a bit about your committee work. Mm-hmm. The Climate Change Committee had been meeting. Can you share any, you know, anything that you want to, you know, share with your constituents here about what you've been hearing and asking about in committees this past week?
Sure. So right now it's the Climate Change Committee that's meeting. And I'd put forward a motion earlier this year for us to have hearings on a pathway to decarbonization and a clean energy strategy for New Brunswick. And so that's what brought this about. So we still have more presenters coming in the coming week. But we've been hearing from experts who have done modeling about how New Brunswick could get to, you know, net zero, meet our climate emissions targets. And some of the key things that they've been saying is the least cost option is to have renewables and storage and to invest in energy efficiency. We need to rethink our grid and rethink how we've been doing things in the past. But they're saying we can do this. We just need to invest in things like wind, which is the least expensive option. Even NB Power said that yesterday. And there are some concrete things that the government could do. For example, the CEO of NB Power said not long ago that they need $150 million to clear the wait list for people who are waiting for heat pumps and insulation. That is a very clear, concrete thing we could do that would help people with their pocketbooks, help reduce their energy use and energy cost, and help us meet our targets. So we need to listen to the experts. Unfortunately, there are some industry shills who've been there too for oil and gas. We need to listen to the experts who don't have a stake in this, who are, have just done the modeling and are telling us, you know, this is the pathway forward. So I'm going to push for the best recommendations possible to be made to the legislature from this committee and try to keep out what the oil and gas folks were trying to sell.
Okay. We just found out that the province, you know, last year has clocked a $1 billion surplus, a very big number. What were your thoughts when you heard that news?
Well, to have a $1 billion surplus means that you're not very good at budgeting. I would say, you know, we haven't been able to trust the budgets and the projections of the Higgs government, not just this year. I would also say if you're sitting on $1 billion, while the healthcare system and the roads are crumbling, and while people can't afford housing and groceries, then you're doing it wrong.
Okay. All right, Megan. Well, thanks very much. Is there anything else you want people to know?
I'm not sure. I guess if there's not an election, we'll be heading back to the legislature for a throne speech, potentially October 17th. So we will be getting back back to the legislature soon. If not, I guess we'll see if there's an election called next week. There's been a lot of uncertainty in politics lately, and I guess that continues.
Okay. Thanks very much, Megan.
Thank you very much, Erica.
That's Memram Cook-Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten. The next provincial election will happen in New Brunswick in October 2024, unless Premier Blaine Higgs chooses to call an early one, which rumors indicate could happen by the end of this week. If there's no early election call, the legislature will be back in session on October 17th.